Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We just talked to Alex Van Pelt and Patriots offensive lineman Mike Mwenu. Check those out on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. We posted shortly. Just subscribe to WEEI. Question in the Twitch chat. Did we learn anything from either of those interviews?
Yes, we did.
I think we learned a little couple of somethings from Alex Van Pelt.
A couple of morsels.
So we'll get to those a little later on.
You're about to learn a lot.
In this segment. But no, if you want to learn something, I was going to say, Keith.
Yeah.
You might think you know.
Hold on to your hats.
What all of the different angles and aspects are to Patriots and Cardinals. But hopefully you haven't locked in any bets until you listen to Keith's Keys.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
All right, let's get it. We have Patriots. We have Cardinals. Sunday, 4:25 from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Patriots come in 3-10. Cardinals 6-7. Both are on three-game losing streaks, so something's got to give. Patriots are getting 6, and we have a total of 46.5, so let's dive in.
Okay.
Kyler Murray has a lower quarterback rating in December than any other month. According to Google AI, a clever way to catch a leprechaun is to put a hole in the shoebox that is labeled gold. You can probably do the same thing for Kyler Murray, but instead of gold, write Call of Duty.
Cool guy. Google AI told you that.
Cool guy. Kyler Murray was 42-0 as a high school quarterback, where he threw or ran for a total of 186 touchdowns and won three straight Texas state championships.
Nice.
The Patriots converted their third two-point play of the season when Drake May completed a pass to Kayshon Booty in the fourth quarter versus Indianapolis on December 1st. The Patriots have also converted three two-point plays in 1964, 1995, 2002, and 2021. The team record for two-point plays in the season is 4 in 1960 and 1996.
That 1960 team was cooking some stuff up.
That's right.
Yeah.
In 2017, Kyler Murray played in the Cape Cod Baseball League for the Harwich Mariners.
Harwich.
I wrote wrong on my thing. Drake May has a 67.2 completion percentage so far in 2024. The highest completion percentage for an NFL rookie quarterback, 67.8. in 2016 by Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott.
Good year.
The Cardinals' most famous fans are Blake Shelton and Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks sang the national anthem before Patriots-Giants Super Bowl.
Kicker Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. It is the second 60-yard field goal of his career. He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week at Arizona, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least three 60-yard field goals.
And like four misses under 30.
Chandler Jones is the Cardinals' all-time sack leader.
Wow.
And he's not just the ultimate jock. He also wrote and performed a song about current University of North Carolina coach Bill Belichick.
Belichick. Oh, how I miss you. I just want to kiss you. They just got rid of you. Oh, Bill Belichick. You didn't flatten that ball. It was Tom Brady.
It was, that's true.
You didn't spygate.
Well,
I don't know.
You didn't deflategate.
Right.
Well,
he's innocent. So I fire him.
It really goes on and on from there. That's the key. Yeah, sorry. Hunter Henry has a streak of 16 straight games with at least one reception and will look to extend that streak with a reception this week against Arizona. His streak is the longest streak for a Patriots tight end since Martellus Bennett's streak of 18 games, extending from 2016 to 2017. The last game when Hunter Henry did not have a reception was November 26, 2023 at the Giants.
So bet the over half a reception.
Cardinals mate for life. Not the Arizona Cardinals who fired Steve Wilks after one season as head coach. But the Arizona Cardinals. Former Cardinal preseason tryout Laith Walschlager isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also appeared in over 50 television shows, podcast series, and more.
Podcasts?
You would know Laith as Jorgis in an episode of MacGruber. Suspect number three in an episode of The Late Show with James Corden.
Yep.
And Rob Gronkowski in that Aaron Hernandez show, American Sports Story.
What's up, bro?
This is that guy. Rob.
They call me Gronk.
That's actually a great Gronk. I know this guy. I didn't know who this guy was. Jaith.
Former Cardinal preseason tryout, Laith Walschlager.
I'm sorry.
Laith Walschlager.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Brandon Schooler has seven special teams tackles. If he records three special teams tackles at Arizona this week, he will reach at least 10 special teams tackles in each of his first three NFL seasons. The last NFL player to start his career with at least three consecutive seasons with 10-plus special teams tackles was Tyler Matakevich.
Wow, rarefied air.
Tyler Matakevich.
Yep.
Former Cardinals safety Kerry Rhodes isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also appeared in many TV shows, music videos, and movies. You may know Kerry from the TV show A Black Girl's Guide to Dating White Men.
I do remember that.
The Lady Gaga music video for Paparazzi.
What?
And the girl in the back seat.
Paparazzi is actually a great video. I didn't know he was in that. That's actually a great video.
Former Cardinal Dick Night Train Lane was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1974.
Yeah.
48 years later, Tony Boselli would join Night Train in the Hall, much to the chagrin of Bruce Smith. In 1991, punter Tom Tupa started 11 games at quarterback for the Cardinals. Tough luck. The best way to get rid of Cardinals is to discourage nesting, but if they're sticking around, they love to peck at windows. The best way to get them to stop, closing the blinds, especially when Cardinals are active. Hanging shiny objects or beads in front of the window to break up the reflection. Covering the outside of the window with fabric or newspaper. Applying semi-transparent decals to the window. Putting an exterior screen on the window. Rubbing a bar of soap on the outside of your windows, dulling the window surface with a matte finish, or using a frightening silhouette of a falcon.
Wow. Was that the bird outside?
In 1988, the Cardinals moved from St. Louis to become the Phoenix Cardinals before changing their name to the Arizona Cardinals in 1994, just in time for when Tony Boselli joined the league. Bruce Smith believes he should not be in the Hall of Fame. The Pope chooses cardinals from among bishops and priests who are outstanding in doctrine, virtue, piety, and prudence.
Piety.
Ironically, when it's time to choose a new pope, it's the cardinals that gather and elect him. Pope Innocent IV granted cardinals red hats in 1245 to symbolize their readiness to shed their blood for the church.
Piety.
And lastly, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it in Arizona on Sunday.
That's going to be one disappointed texter at 617-779-7937.
Mr. Kraft, old Bill Belichick.
They want to slap a few hams on the Cardinals if they have a Derek, but that's not going to be.
No Derek's.
No.
We're out of Derek's.
As long as you cut the check, fire the wrong man. Why fire him? They called it a dynasty. He got 7 Super Bowls.
Hey, it didn't have to rhyme. Well, Brady had 7. Belichick doesn't have 7.
I thought he could screw that
good
one
too.
Yeah, he screwed
how'd I let that one?
Oh, that's all right.
I'm getting soft. How'd
all-time
I let that
sack
one slide?
Leader, though. How about that? Yeah, Chandler Jones.
I was surprised.
Chandler Jones is like on the all-decade team. He had like a really good career.
Let me tell you, the Joey Sly stat and the who had the special teams tackles?
Brandon Schooler.
Oh, yeah. Schooler. I'm sorry.
Tyler Matakevich.
Yeah, those
that's
were,
the leader in the clubhouse.
Those
right
were
now.
Jaw droppers.
Yeah.
Never mind Henry and his streak.
He did that for two different teams, too.
So what do you, Pats? No, I'm going Cardinals minus 6.
Add it up, you probably have to take Cards minus 6. Kyler Murray thing, Nick had a good key earlier. It is a Call of Duty XP weekend or whatever.
Yeah, double experience weekend.
I did not know that.
He's really bad during those
he
weekends.
He sucks. And he's not a good December quarterback, we found out, during the keys.
Lowest winning percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Quarterback rating. Lowest quarterback rating.
Yeah, sorry.
Also, losing player in December.
Don't tell me these aren't actionable stats.
Something to think about.
Kerry Rhodes in the paparazzi video, huh? Great video.
Yeah,
great song, great video.
Good song.
Not just the ultimate jock, Kerry Rhodes.
Jordan Sparks did sing the national anthem before Super Bowl 42.
Wow.
In Phoenix.
American Idol, I think?
Yes, correct. Yes. So there you go. Hopefully you waited. You don't want to lock in bets too early. I locked in Juwan Jennings for his over receptions on like Monday this week.
No.
All of a sudden, rain's in the forecast. You don't want to lock in bets too early. That's why you wait for Keith's Keys
100%.
Every Friday to the game before you lock anything
in.
Okay. It is a Patriots Friday. We will check in with WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up at 2 o'clock. We have Clip du Jour later on in the program. Plus, right after Trending with Billy Lanny. On the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
You didn't spygate.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Here we go. It's time for Grab Bag. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program on Jones and Keefe. And I'll tell you what, Jones, there's a lot of rumors about a Jimmy Butler trade. You think Jimmy Butler ends up getting dealt from the Miami Heat?
Well, it depends on who you believe.
That's
Sean
true?
Says yes. His agent says no. But yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Windhorst came out and was like adamant.
That's not happening?
Yeah, that what he wants is an extension from the Heat. And I'm like, well, that could be true, and he could still get traded.
He's already played for like 5 teams.
He could
he?
Want
like,
the extension. The Heat don't want to give him the extension, and then because they're not going to pay him, he wants out.
I think Rockets would be the most interesting. Put him with Udoka. They don't have
Rockets
a super talent.
Rockets would be fun.
They're playing well, so maybe you don't want to break that up, but I think they're limited. So if you add him to it, maybe they could advance. He's an interesting player in today's NBA because he is good. He's tough. Can't shoot.
No.
And everybody in the league shoots.
He will. Well, actually, sometimes he won't. Although, ironically, that game 7 against the Celtics, he's launching on the break.
Yeah, right. Like, that's not your game. He and Giannis, it's like, don't do that. You guys you guys are good in other ways.
I like Butler, but I do wonder what he's got left in the tank. How would he fit on a team like the Rockets? Probably well.
Yeah.
How would he fit on a team like the Thunder that could kind of use a veteran?
That'd be good one.
I don't think so well. Like, I don't think I'd mess with it if I were the Thunder.
No, because they're actually doing fine.
The Rockets, I think I would. What about a team like the Warriors? That's another one he's been linked to.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when they tried the Chris Paul experience,
I don't think it would work.
I don't think so.
I think the Rockets make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Good. Yeah.
Grab Bag.
The Xavier Legette went on the St. Brown's podcast. So this is Amon-Ra St. Brown and his brother, Equanimous?
Equanimous St. Brown.
Brown.
It's like the New Heights podcast,
yes.
Except with the St. Browns instead of the Kelseys.
Hasn't taken off yet. Neither one is dating a pop star, I don't think.
They get, you know,
they get good people.
Decent guests from time to time.
They got Xavier Legette.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. And so they were asking him a question that they ask apparently all their guests.
They do this on every week, I guess.
Which I got a hard time for asking Christian Gonzalez about food, but apparently these guys ask their guests about food, which I don't...
We should steal. I guess we've already done it. I was going to say we should steal it from man to man, but you're right.
No, we've already done food. Here's these guys. The answer here might surprise you.
I have another question for you. We asked everybody, what's your hottest food take? So, like, is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat? You know, like, what's something in the food industry that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video. Are you a raccoon?
You what? What do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all that.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving. You killed the raccoon, or you had like, you?
Now my kids, all my people, them hunting nowadays. So my kids, them, they killed it.
His kids killed it.
I'll give you four guesses. What state Xavier Leggett's from? Maybe you need five. Actually, like
he went to South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina.
I was gonna say he went to the University of South Carolina.
I was gonna say if you hear that, so he eat. Not only does he eat raccoon, and then he's like, yeah, like the animal you find in the trash.
Yeah.
He's like, I eat raccoon. When's the last time you had it? Thanksgiving?
Nick said this to me off the air. That's like when I asked Nick, when's the last time you had chocolate milk? And he's like, last night.
Last night.
Very, very, very similar to that.
So, yeah. So, the people in the Twitch chat, you're right. Alabama's a good guess. I would have said, like, West Virginia, Mississippi, but South Carolina's right there.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
It's pretty, you could circle it.
Arkansas, you have some with some strawberry milk.
It's a certain conference of football. They're very good at football.
Oh, they're great at football. The visual of that, though, if you have a chance to watch it,
shocked by it.
Right. They ask us every week. And
do you have a hot food take?
Apparently, it's Equanimeous St. Brown's take. Yeah, I thought lobster overrated.
Oh, that is a hot take.
Yeah, too much work. So, but he goes.
Mine's gravy, I guess.
Oh, that
people give me a hard time.
Super hot take.
Yeah. I got a hot take.
But they ask us every week. They're kind of, I think, ready for all kinds of hot food takes. They weren't ready for, you know, what you see in the trash, the raccoon, that's what I eat.
That's
and I have one on
way
Thanksgiving.
Up there.
But the visual from Amon-Ra St. Brown, when he says it, is
you
what? What do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
What do you
like
mean
the raccoon that you see in the trash?
Oh, good. Here's a visual of it. Watch his face.
He goes,
if you're watching on Twitch, he's like, yeah,
I love how he's trying to search. He's like, what do you mean raccoon? He's like, exactly what you think I mean.
I mean,
that's fantastic.
What else could I possibly mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? There it is right there if you're watching.
That's the whole point. That's right there, I think, the whole point of, like, a player's podcast.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You get a gem like that.
Like, if we asked that to...
He probably wouldn't tell us he eats raccoons.
Craig Breslow.
Yeah. Craig Breslow.
You were?
Yeah, eat raccoon, guys.
Craig Breslow strikes me
as a guy... Yes, it was a delicacy at Yale.
Breslow eats the same meal every day.
Toast. Dry.
Like, I don't think there's much... there's not, like, a huge menu there.
No, I want them... The St. Browns, if you're listening,
yeah.
I want Breslow on your podcast just for his hot food.
Oh, I'm sure he's next. Yeah. He's the next guy they're going to have.
Grab bag.
Odell Beckham Jr. released by the Miami Dolphins. That really didn't seem to work. They didn't have a great thing going there.
No.
So he is available. Bad job by me. Van Pelt overlapped with him. He was the quarterback coach in Cleveland, but it was a disaster in Cleveland. Elliot Wolf was actually the assistant GM when they traded a first-round pick for Odell Beckham, and it didn't work at all.
No.
So I don't think the Patriots have had any interest, but is he done? Is he completely done, or has he got one last gasp?
So I asked you off the air. Maybe you can answer this for me.
Uh-huh.
I asked you off the air. Beckham gets released. Patriots receiver room is terrible. Any reason to take a flyer for a month and see if he has anything?
No.
None.
And you know me, I love receivers.
Have 55 yards this year?
Oh, it's worse than... Jalen Polk would blush at his numbers.
I also just don't know if he's the best guy for, like, Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas to look at the rest of the way.
Are we sure those guys are on the team next year? So, like, I'm not overly worried about that.
I think Polk's on the team next
year. A cool 9 catches for 55 yards.
Yeah, I don't...
Jalen Polk already thinks he has the best hands.
No, I know he's wrong, but I just don't think... I don't see what the upside is at this point.
It's less about the room, and it's more that, he's just cooked, and he doesn't care about football.
It's cashed.
Because you brought up Van Pelt, just because we mentioned our two takeaways real quick. Number one, he said straight up it was news to him that Marcus Jones plays offense, and now he's like, oh, no, I knew. So that's a lie.
He was like, oh, it was overrated. That all got blown out of proportion. It's like, no, you got in trouble because you made the head coach look like a moron.
I get why you're lying, but you're lying.
That was the first it had come to my attention that he had played offensive plays, and, you know, I'm glad that he did it.
No, but I totally knew. I totally knew the whole time.
It ever came to my attention.
Yeah.
No, I knew that. I know that.
That got blown out of proportion. And then the other thing was, yes, Mayo tells him what to do. Let's run some clock, I think we could have assumed, but he confirmed it for us when they're looking super conservative. He kind of threw Mayo under the bus with that.
Sure did.
Yeah,
sure did.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
Travis Hunter, heavy Heisman favorite, won all the awards last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, the Benarek.
The Bednarik.
For defensive player. Yep. But he was not a Thorpe finalist for D-back, but he won defensive player.
He's the best defensive player, but he's not the best D-back.
Correct.
Confusing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Best wide receiver.
Yep, Blitnikoff.
Yep. And then the Walter Camp for just like best player. It's not the Heisman.
Oh, he won three. Oh, yeah, I thought he only won the first two.
No, I think he won all three.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize
Hunter.
That.
Big day for Travis Hunter.
Future New England Patriot, Travis Hunter.
Could be.
Could be.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Only that.
How about Bronny James? All you guys laughing at Bronny James. 30 points in the G League.
Nice.
His first road game. He'd only played home games because daddy said, stay here.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to travel. He's better than you.
Well,
30 points in the G League.
You let him out. You let him out on the road. That's what
mm-hmm.
you get.
Mm-hmm.
Let him live his own life.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
grab bag?
Kraven the Hunter hits theaters this weekend. It is a Marvel character, although it's a Sony movie. It's not in the MCU. But it is, some are saying it's the worst movie of all time. So, Davey and I will still see it. We're going to do a dork podcast on Kraven the Hunter. But the early reviews are quite bad.
It's the worst movie of all
maybe
time?
Maybe the worst movie.
Not just superhero movie. Not
like
just in that genre.
Yeah. Well, there. Yeah. So, Madam Web is one of the early favorites for worst movie of 2024.
Uh-huh.
Same sort of universe. And people are saying it's worse than Madam Web. So,
boy.
Thing is an absolute mess. They also said it's going to sort of end this little Sony universe that they have. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, we're done.
They're like,
we're now done.
We're tapping out.
But I will see it.
Pull the ripcord.
Because sometimes if it's not a great movie, you're almost better off having it be a bad movie.
Yeah.
Because the worst is when me and Dave are talking about like a movie that's like, okay. You're like, it didn't suck. It wasn't great.
I watched it. I would never watch it again.
So I'm actually kind of looking forward to how bad this could be.
Yeah.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice
grab bag.
All right. In honor, we haven't even mentioned this today, Jones. It is Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow.
In December. So I've cooked up my top five Christmas horror movies of all time.
There's five of these.
There's 50 of these.
No, there's not.
There's Nick.
We're going through
50
the list
Christmas
story.
Horror movies?
I think so.
Wow.
We rattled off like 10 of them just off the top of our head.
All right, number five, The Lodge. Creepy movie takes place around the holidays. Stiz recommended this to me. It came out in 2019. I think you could find it on Prime or Hulu. Okay. The Lodge. Silent Night, Deadly Night, 1984's slasher. That's number four. Krampus, number three on my list.
Good one.
Good cast. I didn't love it the first time I saw it. I've seen it since, and I'm like, that's fun.
Krampus.
It's like a scary Santa.
I remember the ads for this a few years
ago.
Yeah.
Toni Collette, who I think is one of the greatest actresses of all time. Adam Scott. Everybody knows Adam Scott from Parks and Rec and things. That's Krampus. The original Black Christmas at number two. Movie came out in 1974. Predates Halloween. In fact, Halloween, very inspired by Black Christmas. And number one, 1984's Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Christmas
good call.
Horror movie.
Nice.
Love
good call.
Gremlins.
Good work.
This is on it's streaming on HBO Max, so I'm going to give that a rip this week.
When was Gremlins 2 set? Christmas again?
The new batch?
Yeah.
I forget. One of the greatest Key and Peele bits ever was the fake Gremlins 2 writer's room, and they're like, we got to throw in, like, Hulk Hogan, like, doing a thing, and they're like, yeah, add that. Like, everything, they're like, we could do this. Like, we have the Gremlins, like, swinging through, like, the radio room. Like, yeah, add that. Because the movie, and, like, even at the end, they're like, everything we said in this is true. Like, this is the movie. It's insane. I forget if that was Christmas. Was that Christmas, Bill?
That was, like,
I don't think so.
I don't remember, too.
I don't think so. They were, like, in the corporate office for that one.
That was, like, the disclaimer at the end of the South Park Scientology episode, where you're like, these are all...
Oh, yes. Yeah, South Park is like, this is what they actually think.
This is what Scientology actually believes.
And you're like, oh, my God.
It's great.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random...
Brandon Phillips!
Eduardo Nunez!
Curtis Laskanik!
Baseball player of the day.
All right. And to answer the Twitch chat that says Gremlins isn't a horror movie, incorrect. It is. All right. Random horror movie or random baseball player of the day. We might do random
Ooh,
horror
movie. I might get horror movie. Yeah, I might get this one.
Yeah. You might get it. 1984 starts out with a mogwai. They get wet. Boom. Something happens to them. All right. In honor of the Arizona
what happens
Cardinals.
To daylight savings and you feed them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
The rules are a little tough to wrap your head around.
It's a little fuzzy.
Like midnight where?
Yeah.
Like local, like where we are here?
Local time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in honor of the Arizona Cardinals, we have a famous St. Louis Cardinal.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing here.
Say, it's Kyler Murray.
Outfielder for the
St. Louis.
It's Albert Pujols.
It. Ray Langford.
He got it.
Love Ray Langford.
Holy
I'm a big
crap.
Fan of Ray Langford. Yeah.
Get in line.
Wait, yeah. Wait, he just said it was a St. Louis Cardinal. That was it.
Yep.
Nothing else.
Ray Langford.
Did you say outfielder?
Enough.
You might have said outfielder.
I might have said outfielder.
Didn't say outfielder.
Wow.
It's funny. We have a stuffed animal.
Ray Langford?
Cardinal. No, a cardinal at home. And since CeCe was 2 years old, we've called him Ray Langford. So she has no idea who he is, but she knows that Ray Langford is the stuffed animal cardinal we have at the house.
That was the most impressive one I've heard. Ever.
Ray Langford.
It's a St. Louis Cardinals outfielder. It's Ray Langford.
I didn't even get to tell you that he was a one-time All-Star, finished 16th in the MVP in 1997, 31 bombs that year. Career high.
I was kind of thinking.
He got caught stealing 24 times 1 year.
Yeah, but how many steals?
42 that year.
Okay.
Respect the aggressiveness.
That's not a great ratio.
He just goes every time. He gets thrown out half.
Yeah, here goes Ray again.
Yeah, Christ. One-time All-Star. Wow. I was kind of thinking. Ray Langford. So I didn't really even have a lot of time to formulate guesses. I was kind of thinking like a Ron Gant. I know you're a big Ron Gant guy.
Have we done Ron Gant? Or maybe Ron Gant was one of those guys we talked about before we even did.
That sounds right. That might have been the impetus for this segment.
Kevin Cockermice might have been the one of the
inspirations, yes, from Ron Carcavice was it begat Ron Gant.
But Ray Langford was a staple for those Cardinals teams.
Kind of thinking hard-hitting Mark Whitten.
He'd hit you 4 home runs. One of the best arms? If we did best arms in the outfield, if that was one of the clues I gave you, like best arm from right field.
Oh, Vladdy.
Vlad, Ichiro.
Yep.
Mark Whitten.
Clemente.
Old-timers would
Clemente.
Say Clemente. Yep.
You know who could also throw
Cespedes
it?
Had a cannon.
Cespedes did.
Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Not a good guy.
Was he not?
Noted bad guy.
I forgot
about
that.
I think he's been kind of left out of Major League Baseball
I want to say Jeff Francoeur could huck it.
Couldn't he gas it
from like the warning track?
Oh, yeah. What a hose on that guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Rick Ankiel, but he wasn't right. He was center, I believe.
Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel could,
he wouldn't pitch for you.
I lost the strike zone a little bit.
Stick him in the outfield. Slam you 30 home runs.
Sock dingers.
Yeah.
Try running on him.
No thanks. He'd swipe you a bag, too.
No thanks.
Okay. Random baseball player of the day. Ray Langford in impressive fashion by Billy Lanny.
Good question in the Twitch chat. What does grab bag mean? Just the name of the segment.
What does grab bag mean to you?
Yeah.
What does grab bag mean to you?
Grab bag in context.
We should do a grab bag in context. It's not a bad idea.
Grab bag.
It's a noun, a container from which a person chooses a wrapped item at random without knowing the contents.
Hmm.
And grab assortment bag! Of miscellaneous items.
Kids love grab bag.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, adults too.
Grab bag is for everybody.
Men, women. There you go. It's every day.
Yes. I was wondering how much for the grab bag?
Ooh, good one. Jay Buhner. Rocket for an arm.
Oh, I was going to say, not a cardinal.
Rocket for an arm. People are texting in rocket arms now.
Right field hose.
Yeah.
Rocket arm of the day.
Right field hose.
Dwight Evans. Yep. Toss him in there.
All right. So beyond random baseball player of the day, we have our Haas of the day.
Haas of the week.
And our rock. Haas
we
of the week.
Do Haas of the day.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Haas of the week. No. That's too many Haases. And a rocket arm of the day.
No, Haas of the week is
rocket
Garrett Crochet.
Yeah. Well, this week.
Yeah, next week. We'll see.
Who knows? TBD.
It'll be Mike Onwenu every week when we talk to him.
This guy's a hoss. Hey, here's our hoss of the week. And then rocket arm. It could be. Doesn't have to be a baseball player.
We could introduce Mike Onwenu, brought to you by the hoss of the week. This week it is Mike Onwenu. He's like, come on, guys. Again? Like, all right.
Every week. Every week with these guys. Let's check out what WEEI Afternoons has coming up and our clip du jour. Both are next. Wrapping things up here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday, WEEI. Normally we get to our clip du jour here, but we were
that sounds good.
It's usually our clip of the day, Keefe.
We're running up against it. We were flying. We had two guests recently.
We were a little rude.
Grab bag.
We were a little rude with our time.
That's right.
And so we didn't want to drag this out too long, but we would have played you, Alex Van Pelt, lying to us about Marcus Jones. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 that you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Our thanks to the 99 Restaurant. WEEI Afternoons. Big day yesterday. I heard Wickersham on the program. I heard the Bill Belichick introductory press conference on the program yesterday. What do you think about Bill at UNC, that whole show?
I'm not going to lie to you. The press conference made me think it might work for something. So here's my take. I feel
sort of that Bill will have a better chance of coaching players than Lombardi will of finding them.
Yeah, the Lombardi part of it kills me.
Yeah.
Because I actually want to root for Bill to do well at Carolina, and then you have Lombardi talking about all the stuff they're going to do and change the franchise, like, and you're like, oh, like, I got to root for that guy,
right.
too?
But
and
then that's not really Lombardi, right?
Well, he's the GM. He's
I know, but
that's how Bill's painting him.
Okay, but so Caserio was the GM here, who was really in charge of the personnel.
I don't think Bill's going to be
Caserio left, and they really got worse.
Well, fair, but I'm saying, like, other guys have had that title
also,
over the years.
How many high school games does Bill Belichick go to in the
Bill's really in charge of
he
the personnel.
He said he went to some this year.
Oh, did he? Well.
Yeah.
But my biggest question is,
I'm not blaming Lombardi if they don't get players is my point. I'll blame Bill.
If North Carolina gets good, do we say Bill did a good job, or they spent $16 million more than they did the year before? They entered the world of Ohio State and Texas.
Well, you say they did that because of Bill.
I know, but
I would give
my
Bill
point
for that.
Just get it, luring them into spending that money or getting pushing them.
What's
in that
a good
direction?
Year for them in your mind?
What's a good year?
Yeah. So when you look
you're
going to
make the college football playoff.
Oh, so
if
all
you spend $20 million like Texas and Ohio State, then you should be one of the top 12 teams
in the
country.
So you think in year one they should be?
Absolutely. Okay. You have the greatest coach of all time and some of the highest expenditures.
Wow. See, I was giving them 2 years to get there.
I would say that's a great year, but
Quinn Ewers is on the block. It's $4 million is what it cost you. Go get Quinn Ewers.
Do you think you get Manning's nephew?
No, they want Manning. They're kicking Ewers out.
No, I'm saying could Manning tell his nephew to go play
for
Bill?
I don't think so.
Now, he's probably going to stay at Texas, but I'm just saying.
For Ben McDaniels? You're going to leave Sarkisian for Ben McDaniels?
Ben McDaniels?
Isn't he the offensive coordinator?
What about Freddie Kitchens? I thought he was keeping Freddie
that's
Kitchens.
Right, Freddie Kitchens.
I think it's
Josh
Freddie
McDaniels.
Kitchens.
I don't think
Davis.
Josh
ben
McDaniels is going
Ben
there.
McDaniels.
Ben McDaniels is part of this, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
KJ McDaniel?
Did you guys not know that?
No.
I was so weirded out that he was giving me this. I started to think I was wrong for
Who's
a second.
Who's Ben McDaniel?
Josh's
brother.
Is it?
Yeah. The guy who recommended Lawrence Maroney back in the day that they draft him.
Good call.
Good track record.
Currently working for the Texans.
They took the wrong golden gopher running back.
They've taken the wrong a lot of things over the years.
They're in the right area.
Jermaine Cunningham. We'll take Cunningham.
I feel like we're getting Breslowed right now about Justin Wilson. You're asking about Aroldis Chapman. He's like, what about Justin Wilson? We're getting Ben McDaniels over here.
That's the guy's name that we never know when we reference.
Josh Wilson,
the
right,
other.
Yes, of course.
Wait, Josh or Justin?
I don't know. Freddie Kitchens?
Jay Wilson.
Ben McDaniels? That guy. So more of
he's actually the first acquisition that we made. Yeah. Maybe you've heard of him. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
No,
literally,
Craig,
we haven't.
No, tell us all about him.
Yeah. Well, don't. Go get somebody else.
Way under the radar.
He has fired zero bullets into a garage door, so maybe that doesn't
sure?
like
stand
that out.
Yeah, that's a win. Nice. So what? How much Bill are we doing today? What else you guys got coming up on the show?
We have a lot of Bill, obviously, today. We'll be going to talk to Mike Giardi as well. We have some Bruins thoughts. We haven't really heard from Andy about a lot of the Bill stuff, so we will spend a lot of time on that. We have our Cardinals scouting report. We'll make our picks. And I know that Andy's really psyched about his Peyton Pritchard futures bet that he made.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I'd be
six
excited
man,
about
baby.
That, too.
Plus,
that's good.
Between that and your Saquon Barkley,
you're
rolling around.
Buyout went down on that this week. I'm a little weirded out.
It did, yeah.
Should I take it?
Because of Chase.
Oh, Chase having a good year.
No, it's got to be Saquon, right?
Let it ride.
What'd you get? Cartman when he gets the town's money back. Let it ride.
Pritchard for plus what?
I don't know.
Like 1,100?
Yeah, something
right?
like that. It was something good. Wasn't as good as my Tatum last year, plus 3,900 for MVP, but this one actually has a chance.
So. Which one's actually better?
Stay tuned. You got Arcan. You got Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back with the Patriots Monday at 10 o'clock on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.